Blog Talk Radio.
A new you, that's a song that's being offered to connect you with the real universes. If a person tests it for themselves for like 15 minutes before you go to sleep each night and 15 minutes when you wake up in the morning, see what life shows you. The new presentation is here for everybody to wake up, remember why we came here, and have a purpose. A real purpose in life. You can become involved with the wonderful worldwide educators projects, the total universal rainforest and the Nations United Universal University and the all solar research vessels, and the homeschooling. The new presentation created by Duane Hepner, the new man, has wrote new books available at lulu.com of the Adventure Is series by Duane the Great Writer. If you get a hold of Kelsey Lynn Brown on Facebook or YouTube, you can get PDFs of them. Today I'll read some of New Book 5. The New Wave Is by Duane the Great Writer. She was absolutely right on with what she related to me as life is about seeing and not about bodies and relationships, but the whole of life as the all is. In a manner of speaking, Paul built the little tricycle for people to get a ride on, to get their feet wet with the real universes, and I have built the vehicle to take them there. Because of all the experience the influence has, she is able to put together, just like a very finely tuned droid, a type of self-awareness of her position with all that she relates to. And because she has become so ultimately in tune with all that is taking place, she is able to relate the entire reality of it without any petty bias or misinterpretation. I can see how she now relates to me so differently from when I had stepped back from the Rod of Power in 2003. This is really cool. I have come a long ways. Yes, you have, Duane. So much so that I am actually experiencing a loving relation with you, as I have a huge storage of experiences along the lines of relationships, and I can discern the ones that have the most potential from all the ones that do not. And so now, this is how I relate to you. That is why you are here, as you can see, she said, as suddenly Rebazar and Paul appeared right in front of me and smiled. You needed to have this experience, so to better understand what the influence is and also convey this to your readers. Because she plays a very important role in this place in life that most people cannot even fathom and most will probably never understand. Yes, life is so much bigger now than when I brought Paul onto the scene, and the influence sees this. and she sees what you are doing. And at the same time, she plays all sides in the psych rounds because it is her way of doing things. She is so much more than a double agent, but something that each U-Toon must come to understand before they can get past the gods of man. Here again is where Durwood and Gerald come in as a great lesson givers during this last yuga in the dark realms. Life on the rock worlds in such a short time has become the great spiritual fallacy. Crony has masterminded the business of Paul's creation into an elite corporation and closed it off to the real universes, while Gerald sits as his own king at the bottom of the pile with his physical life and awareness. The influence can only interpret what others decide, as most who follow the gods of man are drenched in fear, a fear so great they dare not venture past what they know. How many of the corp members have the courage to come to Paul and I and ask to be shown what is real now? There are several as the new students, Dwayne, who have taken the risk to step forward and see more. Paul and I have shown each one of them who really stands in the new wave is the power, the rod of power. Your new books will help to resolve all the old, outdated attitudes of those still stagnant with the silly worshiping God follower idea, said Rebazar. Wow, this is way cool, I thought. So I have been on the right track as I decided to go over more of what took place in 2003. I can see that there are so many more details that can be known and shared, because life on Earth and anywhere in the psychic realms is really knowing about the reality of the new wave now. Let's see. It is not about me, as I am simply Dwayne, but about the whole of life and what it decides to share now. And so it is. As Durwood and Gerald took on their positions, they went overboard with what they were doing. And as life in the psychic realms is all about cause and effect, they were too adamant about doing things their way instead of with the is. Yes, it's so. It is time for a real education, a real cure for all. And so the opportunity can only be now. This adventure we are all on is far too real for most, so they will need more time to realize where they are at. And so they have the right to stay with their gods for as long as they want, said Rebazar. I continued to consider how fortunate I am to have taken a risk like no one else. Of all those who were given the opportunity to do something to offset the silliness of Gerald and Crony, I was the only one who stood up with the real guides and volunteered. The whole of life is about being and seeing, and not about becoming one of the many who cater to their convincing notions of what they have assumed has taken place. Here is where I keep pointing to Rebazar and Paul in my new books, as they have the real position with what is real now. I'm not claiming anything, but simply living my own adventure with the real guidance I have accepted. This real guidance is for everyone and is available now. As I looked over the entire scene I was in, Ursa Lu suddenly appeared as Rebazar and Paul then disappeared. "How are you doing here?" she asked with a slight giggle. "Was it you that shoved me here?" I asked as I laughed too. "Who, me? Why would you consider such a thing?" she said. "Actually, it has all been very refreshing and educating. I have learned a whole lot more, and the influence even likes me a lot better. Of course, I know she is being funny and trying to be nice at the same time from her configuration of experiences with all she knows. But it has been fun with her," I said. "Ha ha, you are the funny boy. It was all meant to be for you to have this experience, as your readers needed to know more about what they have helped to create over the lifetimes they have been asleep. Let's get back to that strange area we were looking over before this happened," she said as we left. Part 6. As Ursha and I departed, I heard the influence say goodbye for now. As we both knew, we would have many more encounters and experiences with all that is taking place in the psych realms. Ursha and I finally reached the conglomerated consciousness of malignance, which has been created over the years from the influence working through Gerald's strangely peculiar loving wife, Crony. Because Crony has created her own designed consciousness a particular way, it must be so that the effect of what she has caused must show up somewhere. It is all like a person having cancer for many years and not knowing it until something on the surface of the body shows up or there is some kind of internal reaction. When it comes to the creative part of a person's personal consciousness, I have learned to look beneath the surface because most people like to hide what they will not reveal. I always look to a person's health first, then patiently wait to see what they will or will not reveal, and especially by their actions. As I have mentioned many times before, from the real side, a person's intent always shows up. As I deal with many people on the earth, they seem to think they can get away with their maneuvering plans to try and bring everything from what we are doing into their arena and have the control they want. Here again is where most people use their literal sense, thinking they can outdo the whole of life to where they are not noticed for what they are really doing. But it is actually from their intentional dark-sided unawareness. They are deciding their motives and ideas and not a conscious participation in the sound light reality with their real awareness. It has been a lot of years since the boys tried in every which way to tell Gerald what was taking place with Crony. It all seems like such an old story. But like any plague or gross disease, it has all become so much bigger from the unseen fermentation on this level. The story of these two is far from over, as cause and effect will have the final scenario from all they have created. The corporation is like standing in the halls of the Dark Vatican, as there is a brooding darkness that lingers everywhere, which is mainly undetected by those who have been conditioned for their placement among the asleep. We will enter this strange manifestation of Crony and Gerald's business venture now, she said, as she led the way. I like watching Ursha on these adventures, because she is so beautifully elegant with everything she does. Her form and gracefulness is like a symphony of motion and directness. She amazes me as her intent is always so real and pure. While I am writing this, she is smiling so sweetly at me because she knows every impression I am producing. I have made the Adventure Is series very defined and vastly in-depth, more so than Paul ever did with his writings, because it all breaks down to the sign of the times and how complex everything has become. I grew up in the Leave It to Beaver days, and this is how I live my life. But for me to have placed myself where I now am, I have had to go through huge amounts of real experience for me to get through myself and into the real universe. Just like all those silly tests all of us took in school, and then for those who went to college and even into trade school, there are a lot of tests that have to be completed as a person eventually qualifies themselves for the degree they have earned. And even from there, as soon as we step down from the podium where we were handed that little piece of paper, we must now face a totally new arena of experience and see if we can survive going through it. So for anyone to even begin to understand what it takes to first get through themselves and into reality, they must have huge amounts of real knowledge and real experience. My position is to report what is taking from all the levels of life and not just a one-dimensional satire going over the events on the earth only. Each one of us must learn to qualify ourselves for the whole of life, and it takes real guidance and especially a real education to do this, as it is a big task. Ursha and I entered the grotesque alien structure and floated over to a huge centrally constructed area, where one gigantic infested building towered over all the others. There were large insects flying around the outside. They were as big as pigs. Crony's little bug-brained servants, Duane, they are part of the lower end of the membership, though she finds useful as insects while most of the membership has been turned into some form of animal, as you have seen the many times you entered her house, said Ursha as we flew around scanning the area. I was in awe of the structures Crony and Gerald had decided on this level. They were the most eerie things, like in the movie Alien, so as to hold their followers in a claptrap of fear and obligation to that fear. It's so easy to see what Gerald and Crony have decided from this subconscious level, and now to see what it has grown into. This is a very hidden place to most. And so the majority of the dumbed-down members cannot find this area. Even if they did, they would not recognize what is taking place here or even who these creatures are. It's like the witch who brought Snow White the apple, who disguised herself to poison her. Everyone chooses their position, and by doing so, the effect soon comes to pass as to what is actually taking place. As long as the membership is glazed over with Gerald's performance as the headmaster, then all his onlookers will not see past him and into his real intent, she said. Ursha and I soon entered the biggest structure, as it was the main headquarters. Once inside, I could hardly see anything, because the whole place was so dark and brooding. All this just to keep others on a leash was the impression I had as I considered where I was at. Ursha took my hand as we flew along. There are thousands upon thousands of deceptive layers for anyone to go through, from the physical appearance of things, then into the multi-levels of the astral worlds, and eventually all the way up into Callum's kingdom. for those who want to discover what is taking place with Crony and Gerald in the psych realms. Here is what will be lingering for untold years. Because of all the agreement that is now taking place, as it seems there are so many who are unconcerned about what they are taplined to, said Lou as we moved along. This place is so creepy. Where is everyone? I asked. I have an idea where they are and what they are doing, so let's go this way, she said as she pulled me with her. We flew through several long hallways and eventually came to a huge set of double doors. The doors looked like they were sealed shut with all sorts of movie magic gooey stuff on them. Look up there. There is always another way in. These doors are a diversion for intruders like us, and so we will go through that upper window because we can see it to where most others cannot, she said as she led the way. Through the small opening and into the next room we flew. Suddenly, I saw a huge field of people sitting in crooked chairs in this gigantic auditorium. Everyone that I could see had multiple tap lines running from their backs and along the floor to a control room overlooking the onlookers and above the big stage area. It was a huge, dark, and murky scene. Then, Gerald walked out on the stage. It was more than obvious he was suffering from something, because he was trying to walk straight up. He would continually hunch back over to where he almost fell a couple of times. As he made it to his stool on the stage, he grabbed it in relief. It took the assistance of a couple of offstage people to come over and help him. As he sat, trying to stay as upright as possible, a shadowy image appeared around him. As I looked, I suddenly realized it was the shape of a bird of some kind. I see it too, Dwayne. It is a pigeon shape. Gerald is sitting on his favorite stool, and we are being shown that he is a stool pigeon. Look up there. That is the control room, and you can see who is at the controls. Crony, she said as she pointed. Ursh and I flew down to where the audience was sitting. From here, the onlooking audience cannot see the control room because it is too dark and shadowy, she said as she went. As we then rose above the audience. But from up here, where we are above this stage, we can see exactly what is going on. Crony was working the lighting and other effects so that the membership was kept in the dark as she created shadows and apparitions that came from her controls and into the tap lines to all those connected to her. All of this would seem so utterly impossible to accept, or in the case of these people, to believe. But I was seeing it all take place. We then flew behind the curtains to where we saw many others standing around as though they were hypnotized on Gerald's presence on stage. From behind what appeared to be a huge curtain, Ursha and I could see right through it. We floated directly behind where Gerald began speaking to the audience. It was easy to notice that Gerald had a large opening to himself over most of his back. It was like a gross and irky medical sight. You see, he is spineless. There is nothing inside of him, and he is the headmaster for all who look to him. Just like Callum, he is a pigeon and a puppet at the whims of others, mainly that of the influence, she said as we watched. As Gerald continued to speak, the tones coming from his voice were very discordant and disturbing, but it seemed as though the members were fine with everything, as they were smiling and nodding. Crony is accepting the sound from Gerald. Oh, Crony is adjusting the sound from Gerald and what she is doing with her connection to all the tap lines. You and I can hear what is really taking place. Crony is making it so that his words come out fine for them. This is an example of how she is editing everything he writes in the physical world so that what is delivered is accepted. She said. Then Ursha and I went up into the control room, going in from the rear door. She and I were in our own dimension, so no one could see us. As we entered the control room, where Crony was at this large type of musical mixing board, I could see her twitch as we stood behind her. Her subconscious senses something. She is so easy to read, and because she is so distorted with what she is doing, there is no way she can recognize anything of our presence. She lives in a frozen state of obsession, and she is always after something, like a beast on the prowl, said Lou. As we stood there and watched Crony, I could sense something moving about us. I looked at Lou, and she nodded her head up and down as suddenly we heard a voice. "Hello, you two. Are you keeping an eye on my favorite girl?" said the voice, as I immediately knew it was the influence. I began to laugh, and then so did Ursha. We are here investigating our next story for The Real News Now. "Miss," I said as I had to giggle at what I said. "Of course you are. Writing another silly book for the humans to despise and hate you for," she said as she laughed. "What can I say? This is my job and I am cast into it. You wouldn't happen to know if there is any ice cream at the snack bar, would you?" I said as Lou immediately laughed. "Funny boy, Dwayne. It's all an adventure to you and my bread and butter to continue to exist. As long as dead souls like Crony love to have me around," said the influence. This always gives me something to write about, just like what the movie stars are doing with their lives in their spare time. But this is so much more fun and dangerous. So we leave the bits and pieces of what is taking place on Earth to those who need the work, I said as I giggled. "Well, you two have lots of fun while I go down and make sure Gerald is being the good guy I have made him into. You must stick around. Maybe you two will learn something from what he is squeaking out," she said as she laughed. Ursha and I felt her presence leave, and she became a subtle mist in front of us. And she then went right through Crony, then down into Gerald. As we watched, as soon as the influence moved into Gerald, he actually perked up a bit with his speech. "It was time for us to leave," as Ursha motioned for us to go. We sailed above this strange place in life, and once again up into the deep, dark border. I felt so much better away from Crony. "We will speed through this and into the seventh level. We have a lot to do to finish your new book 5. And it is time for the Earth people to know what has been taking place from all the years of torture and slavery to the political systems. With what you are writing, if the humans do not pay attention, then they deserve what they are getting as they decide," she said. We soon entered the first real universe of the All Is. This place is so spectacular and wonderful. Everything is brilliant light. We have none of the lower bodies and only a crisp and clean freedom to be radiant beings. Ursha and I have a great golden castle here that stands in an endless area of all light. We flew to our place and went inside. As we entered, there was a unique sound that greeted us. When one is on this level, they can have or do whatever they want to, and for Ursha and I, we have our own adventure, as all those who reside here do. There are so many different dimensions and states of created consciousness in the psych realms, and Ursha and I take on our task, like Rebazar and the boys, for those people of the dimensional earth I came through. Most people have no idea of all the various positions they have been involved in to become more aware. Where we were raised, the dimensional stress is reaching its point of collapsing, which it has many times before, which most people do not remember. Because of where Ursha and I are in the psych realms, the unconsciousness is most prevalent and very malignant. This is why I am very forward with what I am reporting in my new books of The Adventure Is series. I can see all the ideas. Oh, what happened to my phone here? Okay. I can see all the ideas you want to write about, Dwayne. I like how focused you stay with all that is taking place. The girlies who are helping you on Earth with your projects will be stopping by to share their experiences. So you have more to write about in this new book, he said as we hugged. The seventh level and what takes place here can be so much fun because there is no drudgery or created negativity. It is an utterly fine position of clear awareness. A person has to have a pure awareness to enter here, which takes time in the psych realms to work out all the bugs that become like infestations in one's awareness. Most people who are in physical bodies do not at all see the depth of themselves, but only the outer appearance. So they create a life where they continue to move into the same events that have always limited them to the very places they have decided are all there is in life. With this new book, I wanted to lay out so many things, which I have went over before, and so with every word I have written, my ability to perceive more becomes so much more so than before. My heart and being is in the real adventure, the discovery of whatever surprise life has in store next as it ever expands and evolves. Oh, what happened here? Okay. There. Modern tech I'm getting used to. From the earth, as a place to start, a person is encased in a particular body that is made up of the surroundings they are on, which is one of the many round worlds of material solid substances. The human body is a type of rubbery plastic all its own because of the nature of the real awareness within it. The reason for the aging of the body is the attitudes and considerations of the real you within the confinements of it. Some people are determined to live longer in their bodies than others. For me, I am not interested in trying to sustain the body, just like I am not that interested in trying to keep the same truck for 100 years, because I would rather get a new one every so often. And the same for me is with the lower vehicles. I would rather continually evolve with what I want to operate in. As I continually see more possibilities from the real side, my being spreads itself out further and further into the endless aliveness of sound and light. The next position for humanity-based people is their ongoing love affair with their lower emotions, which is the astral body they have encased within themselves. The astral body is part of the drudgery test, like a soldier in boot camp, that all of us must go through to eventually wake up to what is real now. Of course, there is more to it than just a test, but there is so much more to life beyond the confines and drama of it. The lower bodies create their own type of agitation and friction, which humans start to fall in love with after chasing and many lifetimes of having affairs with the opposite sex. There is nothing wrong with anything a person decides, but from all that one does decide, they want to keep coming back to a world of dirt and not remember they have already been on it many times before, then that is their privilege to do so. Free will reigns in life, and whatever one decides becomes their fate. So people have the free will to make a wonderful life on Earth, or they can destroy what is all around them, as they will be living their choices, which are projected into a definite future for them. The astral body is not the ultimate experience, as so many think it is. It can be fun for what it is, but for the most part, it becomes a trap into more unconsciousness. The next body operates for the purpose of a memory, which pertains to a particular to particular levels and areas not seen by most people, as it exists in its own region of access. Within this arena of seemingly endless memories, not only from this lifetime, but hundreds and thousands of lifetimes of untold experience, all of us are constantly tapping into a huge reservoir of unseen lifetimes, where we gathered huge amounts of valuable experience. The great thing about a real education is all that you can come to learn about yourself, far beyond what any of the standard systems teach. Most people will not explore a real education because they have been taught to believe or not believe in something, which makes no sense at all, and applies to nothing except those who have decided it. For those who dare take the risk and explore where most people will not, they will always find something interesting, and it can also be a dangerous adventure at times. For me, and what I am presenting to the humans on Earth, there are a good number of them who do not want me around. But I would rather live the adventure than cower to a life with my head in the ground. Getting into the real universes is no different than trying to escape from a prison, and so you have to learn to be resourceful and cunning in a particular way. This edge to walk cannot always be explained until you are ready to commit yourself and gain real experience. There are so many areas in life that are far beyond the configurations of what any mind and imagination can conceive. So you must learn to always take the risk and dare yourself to go further. The real you cannot die or be destroyed, but you can lay in many states of ignorance and unawareness for the longest of durations. It is a struggle for all of us to wake up ourselves and become more aware. And with real guidance, it can take place much faster than with many of the ritualistic businesses. The memory body gives a person a balance of sorts to see where they have been and what else might be possible. Of course, you do not want to get too caught up with the identity of what took place in the past, because it is over and done with. just like all those sweet days wearing diapers when our mothers did everything for us. We must each learn to be capable and self-sufficient. Then we have real freedom from all the many lifetimes we have served our purpose trying to find the true reality. There is so much more to life than just finding a nice place to live and be content. There will always be those who do not want a home somewhere, but not for me and the boys, as there is always an endlessness to discover. There will always be those who do want a home somewhere, but not for me and the boys, as there is always an endlessness to discover. The hardest body to deal with, along with the emotional body, is the mental body. It is like a storehouse of facts and figures. As a simple definition, and once a certain amount of information is stored, you may say that it likes to run itself, even though it knows very little about how to do so. And so, when a person has their own degrees of ego and other silly attitudes, there becomes a strange mixture and outcome for the person having to deal with themselves. Of course, from the personal view of the personality, everything is justifiable and appears to be workable to where a successful venture will take place. Kind of like bank robbers who have everything so neatly planned. And even if they do get away totally free during this lifetime with their caper, they have already caught themselves with the karmic debt they have incurred. So, the human ego is usually more hot air than anything substantial. The mind of so many is actually very dangerous, as we are all seeing with what is taking place in the world today. Of course, so much of what we are experiencing does appear to be good and sound business ventures, which they can be, but never for the long run, and usually have nothing to do with real freedom at all. The mind is a very small part of the reality of the real you. And until you come to understand this and have real experience with it, then you will be at its mercy with every whim and desire. As an always ongoing maintenance of having to deal with, the mind and emotions of most people are more into the thrill of things than any substantial truth or benefit to itself and even others. All of us care about ourselves and others to a certain degree, but very few people will take the time to understand real truth and stand in a real position, life itself. The real you is a magnificent being of light, more so than any sun in the sky, and only you can decide to discover this real position hidden within yourself. The last sheath and vehicle all of us have is the etheric body and mind. This apparatus corresponds to the fifth level in the psych realms. It is a strange device all of us must deal with while we are here. It is a vast and many times eerie storehouse of all the attitudes, notions, imaginings, dislikes, likes, desires, passions, hates, and loves that you can conjure up with your real awareness. Then emulate with the five lower vehicles in the creative realms. And so this is where a real education is very vital to understanding your position within time and space and how you are mainly the effect of everything you do not want to be. After many lifetimes of dealing with the personal self, you start to look for something real, and eventually the real guides do show up. They can see every person in the psych realms, as they can look right into the intent of a person to see if they are ready to go to new heights with their real awareness. Each generation on the earth provides whatever is available, and for that person who will represent the all is as the new wave, they can only do so much to reach as many people in this particular time frame. The dark forces do not want the new wave here at all, because as people become more aware with the sound and light connection, they start to see more with what is really taking place on the earth and into the psych realms. All of this does sound like a science fiction novel, but the truth is, you, and I do mean you, are living with this place all the time and have not as yet figured out how to overcome and free yourself from your own causes. From the position of the etheric realm is where your insight to your intuition resides. As this is the area that is closest to your real awareness. Your intuition is a broader sense than the mind itself, as it is more flexible application than that of reason and logic, which are mainly mechanical devices used in the lowest of forms. All of us have access to our intuition, but for the most part, the average person feels more comfortable with the assistance of their mental and emotional concepts and convictions. Each one of us struggled to get outside of our own cocoon, as this is a long and drawn-out process over multitudes of lifetimes, and so for you to let go of all that you have decided so far is a really big task. Your real intent plays the biggest role in your life. Even though you may think it is your mind and all that you desire your life to be, with what I have laid out so far, you now have a glimpse of what is taking place with yourself from everything you are deciding. From the etheric realm, we then enter a huge area that would surely seem as though it is the outskirts and the end of all life as we know it. But it is actually the real risk taker position to see if you are ready to actually meet your maker, so to speak. The sixth level, what I term as the deep dark border, is that place in life that all of us must prepare ourselves for when that moment comes for us to cross over into reality. This is always a big step for all of us because we have been so used to the psych realms where there is only secondary light and no real light to speak of, plus the fact of all the hidden and unseen aberrations which are lodged in the subconscious from lifetimes of intimidation from the contrived systems of belief and political dictatorship. All of us have been so rehearsed into so many different forms of false ritualism, and this is why most people like the God idea, because they feel so emotionally safe with it, not realizing there is no actual safety with it at all, but only constant danger. As you now step from the deep dark border into the seventh level of being, you have left the mind and all five of the lower bodies with their corresponding levels because they cannot enter reality. Now you are in a real position of true perception, that which is the real you, and beyond that of the stationed intuition, which many psychics are limited to, because they cannot perceive reality, but only those things which pertain to the psychic realms. Everything has its place, and there is a place for everything in life. And so when you have a real education from the real guides, you now have a great advantage over the created particulars of the lower order of things. For those who have the privilege of reaching the real universes, they must always keep to their heart and honor and clearly understand and see where the power idea takes place. While you still have any of the lower bodies, you are in some ways still at the mercy of the gods of man and the influence. These two factors rule the lower domains and must be constantly noted and recognized for how they operate and what their decided functions are. The psych realms are the course that each of us must go through to become free. In the real universes, beyond time and space, there can only be a true nowness of all aliveness, as everything that life is always available. You cannot only think in terms of what you have known and come to experience from what you have gone through during your stay in the lower levels, because it does not properly relate to the true reality, the all is, and what it is providing from a true position of realness. You must learn to be indifferent to what is taking place in the created portions of life and learn to adapt to a freeness like you cannot even imagine. You are a radiant being of light, so much more so than anything with all the gravity and time and space. The great suns and moons are so small in comparison to the real you, a wondrous radiant being of brilliant light. The way to reach the real universes depends on many things from which you must decide for yourself and to bring them forth. From your reading experience with the Adventure Is series, you will learn the many ways and attributes that are needed to for a true completeness with the real you. The new books are to your advantage, so take the time with them and learn a real education. As you stand within the same level and reality of the all is, this real position is the complete isness. That was some of New Book 5 of the Adventure Is series by Duane the Great Writer. After all the lifetimes we've been through, if you get to hear some of these words about the new presentation and the projects, it may be time to wake up to what's really going on in life. Find out for yourself. Start with singing the new you. And read the new books. And get involved in the projects. So end the show with the new song that's being offered to connect to the real universes. New See ya.